Dorian Pin, the busiest woman in motorsport right now. Before we talk about how amazing last season was, how amazing this season's going to be, what did you get up to in your off season?
Well, a lot of things happened. I've been racing in Asia, mm-hmm. In Formula 4, and in January, February, I did the F4 UAE. Mm-hmm. So to prepare another part of my 2024 season. So busy week, 10 days only with the family, but my home is the racing track. So
I feel like that's a good tagline for you. My home is the racing track. Yeah, I like that.
Definitely.
A lot of your colleagues have been saying that the GT3 is super different to drive to the P2 that you were driving here last year. Did you change the way you've trained at all in the off season as well?
I know the GT quite a lot, so mm-hmm. I'm just keep training with my trainer in the gym and on the bike.
You like the bike, don't you?
Yeah, I really like the bike in the mountains.
Tour de France, Tour de Dor.
No. We are far from that.
Give it a few years, she'll be there.
Maybe not.
What's your least favorite part of training?
Sometimes when you feel your muscle a bit sore, you know, and you have to go back to the gym and push, you know, it's hard. But then when you do it, when you finish, you're really happy. You're even more happy than an easy gym. So it's good.
Do you feel like you've been actually getting stronger now as well?
Yeah, I get stronger. I gain a little bit of weight, so it's getting stronger and stronger. It's good.
The girls aren't going to be able to pick you up soon. That's the plan.
Exactly.
This is the whole plan.
That's the target.
One day they'll leave you alone. Let's go back right to the beginning of Dorian and motorsport. What got you into it?
Well, my dad was a driver in go-kart, mm-hmm. basically when he was younger, when he was from 19 to 23.
Okay.
And then he started to organize karting events for clients, mm-hmm. and basically I was on the racing track with him, and I fell in love about the motorsport, the environment, how fast the go-kart was there. And I obviously asked to try a go-kart, but it take a bit of time because I had some issue with my growing. Like I was too small to start go-kart, so I had I wait three years.
Yeah.
So I did tennis, break dance. I did quite a lot of
break dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can show you after. No, I'm joking.
You know, 100%.
If I win a race, I can show you.
Okay. Please send note that's on camera and okay, good deal. Pleasure doing business with you.
And then I started go-kart at 9 years old, and I wanted to do only racing, only go-kart, so yeah.
Were you good straight away? Or did it take a bit of time?
6 months to get in the pace, but no, it was fine. I was with my dad in the racing track after school on the Wednesday, and I improved day by day. I mean, month by month, and was good for.
And obviously you're now seen as like a female racing driver and a role model for younger girls. Did you have anyone that you looked up to that was a girl when you were younger, or was it just not really that?
Well, most of them was men.
Yeah.
But Michel Mouton was obviously a new in motorsport in rally, mm-hmm. so I look after her. But you know, after I was watching Formula 1 and I was dreaming about that, I was watching rally, I said, wow, that's a really cool sport as well. So I was loving motorsport in general.
Is it big pressure now to be kind of the female role model that maybe you didn't have when you were younger, to be like, hopefully?
Well, I didn't expect that, but obviously it's feel great when I speak to little girls or when I receive messages and stuff in social media. It's just fantastic to see that.
It's quite weird too, though, to have that.
No, honestly, it feels great.
I love that.
You know, people are inspiring about the project, like about what we are doing, and you feel that it make a change, you know, in progression throughout the years. And we see more and more girls coming into go-kart and wants to try and get to motorsports, so it's fantastic. I feel great for that, yeah.
What's life like at home for you when you're not at a racetrack? What do you like to do day to day?
Training.
Good point.
Spending time with the family, obviously. Mm-hmm. I play a bit piano.
Keeps you busy. This is busy enough.
And obviously preparing the races, mm-hmm. because some simulator, I look a lot of videos to prepare. Like Qatar, we don't know the track for everyone, and I was watching from F1 to see where we can overtake and etc. So feel passionate, you know.
You love it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this season. finally, because you're now in LMGT3. Congratulations on the seat. What made you want to move into that class as opposed to looking anywhere else?
Well, I did GT3 before. I like driving in GT3. I think now this year it's even more competitive with new manufacturers coming. It's attractive, you know. You want to be and fight with the best ones. And I'm honestly proud and grateful to have this opportunity to be in the World Endurance Championship. So, yeah, it's great. I'm happy.
And with Sarah and Michelle, you've got a pretty good relationship with those two at this point, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I started to work with Sarah in 2021, so I joined Iron Dames. We joined at the same time, basically. So it's a long time ago, a little bit. Also with Michelle. So, yeah, we have good communication, good team around. So we spend really good time together.
And they're a little bit older than you. They've been doing this for longer. Mm-hmm. Are they able to give you advice as well? Has that been helpful?
Yeah, we give it to each other. You know, we speak a lot. It's a family. We spend most of our year with them. So it's important.
I realise I forgot to mention last year, because you did have some pretty cool moments. What was your favourite?
Sebring, I would say.
The podium?
Yeah, the podium, obviously. It was a good race. And then we did the pole position in Portimao. But obviously, Le Mans, my first Le Mans, was quite special for me because I am French, and French driver is always special, you know. You have so much fans supporting you, and you live a week that you never experiment somewhere else, you know. It felt great and was memorable.
Some of my favourite videos of Le Mans last year are you at the parade, where you've got your arm out giving high fives to everybody in the straight. Like, it was the coolest thing to see.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you think Le Mans this year will be just as crazy?
Even more crazy.
I hope so.
Being in a female team and representing Iron Dames, strong team, strong expectation. Yeah, I can't wait to win Le Mans with the team.
What's the goal personally for you this year? Like, you have a really busy season. Is it getting more experience? Are you looking for wins? What is the dream?
The biggest dream, it will be winning the championship. So we know that it's competitive and we're going to fight very hard for that. We're hungry for that, you know. But obviously doing a good year, winning races and yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Dorian.
Thank you.